Well, basically, it was because when I was, I suppose I was about 6 years old, it must have been just before I went to the children's home. We moved house in Yeovil, and the Salvation Army was the nearest place where we could go to Sunday school. Before that, we used to go to Methodist. Salvation Army was up the hill, down the bottom of the hill from where we lived, so that's where we went. So my sister and I used to toddle along there, and then my mother started going from there. But my mother's mother had always been, as far as I know, she had always been connected to the Salvation Army. I've got visions of her in one of these great big bonnets. She didn't have the uniform, but she had a bonnet. And apparently, she used to take me to the Salvation Army when I was months old, you know, and that was before my mother started going. So my nan was always interested in the Salvation Army. I was called into the headmistress's office one day and told, this was just before the Easter holidays, you won't be coming back after the Easter holidays, you are going to the Mother's Hospital to work. I didn't even know what the Mother's Hospital was. And then I found out I was going to be a probationary nurse before taking my nurse training. I mean, I'd always wanted to be a nurse. That was always my, well, I was going to be a missionary doctor till I found out you had to be very clever. But, you know, I always wanted to be a nurse. So that was no problem. The only problem was that I thought that I would be able to go back to Yeovil to live at home, train at Yeovil Hospital, and live a normal life, basically. And that had been my plan, apart from the fact that I thought if I got good A levels, maybe I'd be able to go to university. But no, there was no choice at all in it. I was told you will be going, and that was it. Well, it makes you feel that the whole world's against you, and the only person that's going to do anything for you is yourself. So you know, you either get very pushy and just shove your way forward, or you go under, basically. So I decided from then on the only person I could rely on was me. And it's been that way ever since, I think.